Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. Story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 27th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American actor William Conrad, born in Louisville, Kentucky in 1920. His entertainment career spanned 5 decades in radio, film, and television, peaking in popularity when he starred in the detective series Cannon in the early 1970s. A radio writer and actor, he moved to Hollywood after serving in World War II as a fighter pilot and played a series of character roles in films beginning with the film noir The Killers in 1946. He created the role of Marshal Matt Dillon for the radio series Gunsmoke, which ran from 1952 to 1961, and he narrated the television adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and The Fugitive. Finding fewer on-screen roles in the 1950s, he changed from actor to producer-director with television work, narration, and a series of Warner Brothers films in the 1960s. He found stardom at last as a detective in the TV series Cannon and Nero Wolfe, as well as District Attorney J.L. Fat Man McCabe in the legal drama Jake and the Fat Man, which ran from 1987 to 1992. His parents owned a movie theater in Louisville, and Conrad grew up watching movies all the time. The family moved to Southern California when he was in high school. He majored in drama and literature at Fullerton College in Orange County and began his career as an announcer, writer, and director for Los Angeles radio station KMPC. On the day he was commissioned in the Army Air Force in 1943 at Luke Field, he married Jane Nelson. He left the military with the rank of captain and as a producer-director for the Armed Forces Radio Service. Conrad estimated that he played more than 7,500 roles during his long radio career. Most prominently, his deep, resonant voice was heard in the role of Marshal Dillon on Gunsmoke on the radio. The producers originally rejected him for the part because of the familiarity of his voice, but his impressive audition could not be dismissed and he became the obvious choice for the part. He voiced Dillon for the show's entire 9-year run. When Gunsmoke was adapted for television in 1955, executives at CBS did not cast Conrad or any of his radio co-stars, despite a campaign to get them to change their minds. He sounded great, but they didn't think he looked the part. And the towering James Arness, who stood 6'7", was cast instead. William Conrad was also an avid outdoorsman and accomplished fisherman, having been known for his prowess using light tackle, as documented in the magazine Field and Stream on May 23, 1972, in the Yucatan Channel of Mexico, where he caught a 62-pound, 4-ounce sailfish on thread-like 6-pound test line. Conrad died of a heart attack at age 73 in Los Angeles on February 11, 1994. He was posthumously elected to the National Radio Hall of Fame, as well as the Broadcasting and Cable Hall of Fame in 1997. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 27th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.